Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
I mean, things are going on in this nation. Today, I think I heard by radio when I was driving here to church, here to look at the news, I heard that earlier today, because I've been over here more than once, the pastor's been trying to straighten me out. He works on me quite a bit, you know what I mean? I just tell him, don't give up on me. But I heard that they were closing, what was it, 1,100 automobile dealers for General Motors? Or is it Chrysler? I thought it was General Motors. Is it General Motors too and all? Anyway, 1,100 dealers are closing. So I look back and the Lord, again, when I woke up this morning, I believe the main reason he might have had that dream is to get me back to praying. Because, you know, if we don't pray, and listen, you can go out and riot. You know, when people say, well, this one ought to be shot and that one ought to be shot. That shooting somebody ain't going to change a thing. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm not saying we shouldn't vote. I shouldn't say that we shouldn't, you know, have our meetings. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't speak our peace, you know, and run for political office, because certainly we should. But if you don't deal with things in the spirit and change things in the spirit, you'll never change them in the natural, regardless of how much action you take. You'll never do it. You got to deal with the spirit behind it, and that's the devil. So I saw this evil spirit, and then the Lord said to me, he said, now, and this is all in February 2008, and this happened at about 11:47 a.m. on a Friday morning. And he said, now, he said, just as I anoint men and women of God to go preach my gospel with mighty signs and wonders to set the captive free, he said, and so that my will can take place in this earth, he said, Satan empowers people even to run for the presidential office of the United States of America so that he can interject his will into a nation. And it was revelation to me. I mean, I never saw it in that light. I mean, I might have thought of it, but it was revelation to me. And that's when he told me, tell my people to pray as they've never prayed before and bind the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ and command the devil to take his hands off the presidential office of the United States of America. Command him to take his hands off the political scene, the social scene, the economic scene of this nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it is still not too late. We've got to turn this thing in the name of Jesus. We've got to turn it and get it going in the right direction. The name of this meeting is Equipping for the Supernatural. That's what we're doing here tonight. We're in the realm of the Spirit and we're turning this thing and we're going to turn it so that God's will and God's plan shall take place and come to pass. Amen. And so I saw that back there in February of 2008, and the Lord began to talk to me about it. Now, I'm not the only one that saw things. I want to read to you tonight for just a little bit out of a book called The Triumphant Church by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's called Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. They may have this book back there. I'd encourage you, if you don't have it, this is a great study tool. If they don't have them, if you call our office, I know you can get these at our office because And our newsletter will be coming out next week. You can get them. And, of course, you can get them straight from Kenneth Hagin Ministries. But this is something that happened to Kenneth E. Hagin. The Lord had me go back. Again, when I woke out of sleep, the Lord began to reveal all this to me. I carry a lot of books with me on the road to study and read You know, I'm not just wasting my time. I'm doing things that the Lord tells me to do. I'm studying, reading the Bible. I put it first and foremost. Spend time in prayer. And then I have other study aids and materials that go along with my Bible study and helps me. But this is some words here that Dr. Kenneth Hagin said that I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And what he's talking about is changing the nations through prayer and how to see things turned around in prayer. And I've got a couple of places right here marked. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just read a couple of things. It says here, says, as Christians, and this is Dr. Kenneth Hagin talking, says, as Christians, we have authority in Jesus' name to bind the power of the devil over the political scene of a nation. We have the right to demand that Satan take his hands off the government and the economic and social scene of a nation. We can bind every foul spirit that is affecting these areas and command them to stop in their maneuvers and cease and desist in their actions against us. And scriptures to back that up is Matthew 18:18 and John 14:13-14. And by the way, if you're listening on the CD, then it would be on page 234 in the Triumphant Church by Kenneth Hagin that I'm reading from, and 235 and maybe a little bit off of 236. Satan's strategies against us on the earth can be stopped in every encounter. And God's purposes can be fulfilled as Christians stand in their place of authority in Christ on behalf of the nations of the world by praying for those in authority. Therefore, let's put first things first so God, not Satan, can have dominion in our city or our nation. Says, before you pray for your family, pray first for those in authority so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And that's found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. This is one way we can keep Satan from taking advantage of us. And it says, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The reason we haven't been more effective over the powers of darkness is that we haven't taken our rightful place in Christ, and we haven't based our prayers securely on the Word of God, and we haven't put first things first as much as we should have. And that's what the Lord reminded me of this morning. First things first, pray for the nation, pray for the country. Yes, we pray for our families. Yes, we pray that God will send forth laborers. But listen, can't nobody go anywhere or do anything if the country's all bound up, you understand, and in no position to do it. Then let me read just a little portion here further. The vision of the frogs. Y'all thought I saw something when I saw a gorilla. The vision of the frogs. Are y'all ready for the frog vision? Said, I had two very similar and unusual experiences. This is Kenneth Hagin talking. Spiritual experiences. One in 1970 and the other in 1979. That showed me how real our responsibility is to pray for our nation and for the world. In both visions, I saw three huge black frog-like creatures coming up out of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, he said they were frog-like creatures. I know what he's talking about. These spiritual things are hard to describe. He said they looked like huge frogs, except they were much larger, about the size of whales. Whales are pretty big. In the first vision in 1970, I saw these three dark beings come up out of the Atlantic, and they seemed to leap all the way across the land. In the second vision in 1979, I again saw three frog-like creatures, and one of those creatures came up out of the water and looked like it was about to land on our shores. You need to know how to interpret spiritual visions. Because these creatures came up out of the ocean doesn't mean they came out of a literal ocean. From Genesis to Revelation, seas or waters often symbolizes a multitude of people. In the first vision, I knew that the three frog-like creatures leaping across our country meant that three strategies of the devil would arise out of the multitude of peoples against our nation. The first strategy of Satan would be riots and disturbances. in the 70s. I don't know if you lived through any of that. I survived it. But all of my friends, all of my neighborhood boyhood friends died. I'm the only surviving one because of this frog right here. I'm the only surviving one. I'm 55 years old. The one that lived to be the oldest besides me died at 32 years old. But I'm the only surviving one out of my boyhood friends that I grew up with. The devil tried to take us all out. But he said that the first strategy of Satan would be riots and disturbances. The second would be political upheaval. Watergate, as it turned out, if you remember that. And the third, problems in the economic sector of our nation. The reason I'm reading this, again, the Lord told me to. You got to understand this. I'm just based on Ezekiel 33:7. I'm giving you the word of the Lord tonight, and it may not make you jump and flip and hop, but this is what God's saying. We got to get serious about praying for our nation.
Yes. Yes, sir.
These evil strategies from the enemy don't arise from the Christian population. They come from the masses of those walking in darkness because sinners are held in bondage and dominated by the devil in the kingdom of darkness. In the second vision in 1979, Jesus said to me, if the Christians of this nation had done what I told them to do in my word and had prayed for the leaders of their country, they would have kept those evil spirits you saw in 1970 from operating this nation. None of those upheavals would have occurred in your nation. You would not have had the political, social, and economic disturbances in this nation. And the president never would have made the mistakes he made. The president. Remember Mr. Nixon.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.